Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, welcome along to the podcast. Yes, Sammy Lucas actually joins us. Wonderful to have you and the waft of your Ugg boots today.
Always nice to be in studio. But as I was driving down from Sydney, because it was so cold this morning, I just got dressed in a hurry in the dark and thought, oh, my toes are a little cold. I'll throw my Ugg boots on. Mm. As I was in the car driving down, there was a weird smell and I realised it was coming from my Ugg boots. And I brought that smell into the studio
you
for
did.
3 hours.
Features in the show today. I thought you were going to say you got dressed in the dark and you decided to wear your Freddy Krueger jumper.
Do you think that's what it is?
It's very Freddy, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, stop it. It's a beautiful Sabatini fashion.
It's
New Zealand's
wool. It's a lovely, lovely jumper.
On many levels, you're a killer. You're a killer with the feet. And the
head to toe. Hashtag why am I single?
Wow. Last week on this show.
Was I here?
You were here in spirit and also on a phone line. And it was a wonderful thing. For those people who didn't get to hear, it was last Thursday. It sounded a little bit like this. Something you said earlier on has sparked my imagination. All right. Earlier on, we were talking about YouTube and you had this to say.
I've learned absolutely nothing from YouTube.
Yes, you've learned absolutely nothing from YouTube. That's what you said. You were very direct about it. You were like, when we first all caught up, and in the midst of that catch-up, you mentioned something of your past. You mentioned that long, long time ago, you played the clarinet.
The things you latch on to.
All right, yes.
Very, very long time ago.
All right, so from YouTube, you said you learned absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing,
Pauline Hanson. Absolutely nothing. And that you played a clarinet. Well, the great news is, thanks to Piper's Music in Wollongong, I have your clarinet here. In person. It's in this room.
So I'm here in studio with you guys today.
I'm going to pass it over to you. It's like passing the baton in a relay. Here we go.
You've challenged me for the first ever thing I learn off YouTube is to learn to play the clarinet again. Look at her. She's so pretty.
All right, here we go.
Clarice.
From this moment on, the clarinet is yours.
Here comes my clarinet.
It's like handing over the baton of the Tokyo Olympics.
They're going to happen. Look at this. Now, this is a beautiful clarinet, Damien.
Do you want to give it a blow? Maybe, actually, Straney, could you?
I think that's the wrong way around. Well, I can't remember which way.
We do have the last time that Sammy actually played the clarinet.
Yeah, we have that.
All right, so we just want you to give us a little repetition again of
Sammy live at the Palladium.
Mm. I have not blown into a clarinet since I was in primary school.
All right, here we go. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
wow.
Listen to her.
Oh, wow. It's just like that old song.
I don't remember what all these buttons do.
Well, it's quite loud. Oh. All right.
I'm so sorry if you just ran off the road. I'm really... Maybe we shouldn't do this. This
No.
This is a good idea.
It's beautiful.
It
is beautiful. You're pressing a lot of buttons, but it was the same note.
Scales.
All right.
It's really pretty, isn't it? Like, there's a beautiful.
You know, it is when somebody else plays it.
No.
You asked for this.
No. You know what? I'm actually just hearing what you're playing right there. Okay, because
my lips are vibrating.
Vibrating lips. All right.
Okay. Forgot it does that.
All right. There you go. It's an absolute joy. Now, so look.
Yes. Keep talking over the thing over there.
She's distracted me with that awful noise.
Just keep telling me. What did you want her to do, Damo?
Look, we put a challenge here. You said you'd learn a song in 2 weeks. Okay. So not this week, but the following week, you're going to perform on the rooftop. And we've chosen a song for you. And based on actually just what we've heard, I think you can do this. All right. Okay. This is what we're thinking. Are you ready? Which incidentally, every time I sing it out to the kids, I'll go, oh, Despacito, you've got the smelly feet, starting to Rico.
You actually think I'm going to be able to play this in 2 weeks?
You are kidding.
You are Despacito.
I'm very confident. Just hearing the couple of notes that you've done there, are you willing to take on the challenge? Do you think you'll just give it a go?
Are you going to be my backing band? Will you bring some support along? Because I can't do that on my own.
I'll bring myself along. How about that?
Yeah, look, I will give it a go. Really.
Now, you have to do it on YouTube because you've said you learned nothing on YouTube. That song is on YouTube, and there's even a lesson and the sheet music and everything on how to play it. All right?
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
That's beautiful.
That's about all I can do right
That's
now.
It. One...
That's the beautiful note.
Am I blowing it right?
It's a one. I think you are.
So in 2 weeks' time, weeks' time, Sammy Luke is going to be performing Despacito with Damien Leith on the Wave FM rooftop. All I've got to say, Sammy,
good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Sammy's topic train is coming. Damien and Sammy's topic train.
All right, so what we do with Topic Train is a couple of big topics. We throw it open to Damien and Sammy to see what's on their mind. Fellow inmates at Jared Haynes Prison. It's not like it's called Jared Haynes Prison, but, you know, prison where Jared Haynes is. Hasn't taken them long to give it to the former NRL star. They've actually pelted him with fruit.
Oh, wow.
So I want to ask Damien in particular, I think, Sammy, you might have to take a sit on this one. But Damien, want to find out. You're just back
what
from the two live
in
shows
prison?
In Brisbane. Not what happened to you in Brisbane. What's the weirdest thing that's been thrown at you?
In prison?
No, not in prison. And whenever I've done, obviously do a lot of shows, I get a lot of undies thrown at me. And
undies?
No. I do.
You're a bit Tom Jones-esque.
Not as recent as I used to, but and quite often they're warm, which is means that they're literally been whipped off and then.
Well, or in the pocket, mate. Don't flatter yourself.
But then as the years have gone on, it's all changed.
Are these coming from how old are the ladies throwing their knickers at you?
Look, it's a variation of audience.
You should see the size of them. Size of them.
You're just...
What do you do with the undies that come... The warm undies?
What's in my head?
Take them over, Eileen. Wrap them up. Happy birthday, love.
Well, no, you know what? The hardest thing is actually coming up because I've been given G-strings for men as well. So people have given them for me as gifts.
Isn't that nice?
So I've had, like, elephant trunks and things like that in the G-string. And I bring them home and... I remember Kiki goes through my bag one time and said, "Dad, what's this?" So ever since then, Eric, my guitarist, gets all these gifts.
Yes, he would do too. He'd like it. Guys, the next topic, Twitter now looking at charging $3 a month for a subscription service.
Oh,
I know. I'm on Twitter. I think there's so many people that are on Twitter. Guys, want to know, what is your go-to social media and why, Sammy?
Well, I'm on the big three, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. But this is the thing, I get all these friend requests on Facebook from people I don't know and I've never met. Mm. So if you've done that, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude, but Facebook for me is for people I actually know.
Your friends.
So I keep it more private. But Instagram is a free-for-all. Mm. So if you want to see what's going on in my life, just follow me on Instagram. And then Twitter I love just for the outrage.
Yeah.
There's always someone outraged on Twitter.
Absolutely.
I probably would pay $3 a month just to be able to enjoy the outrage.
The outrage.
Damien, what about you?
I'm a Facebook person. I'm a MySpace person originally.
Oh, God.
But when MySpace wasn't as popular anymore, I moved on to Facebook. So.
Yeah, right. So you're a facey guy and Sammy is Insta. Yeah, it's interesting.
What are you?
I'm on all of them, mate.
Yeah. LinkedIn.
I'm a social media whore. Australians are now taking to road trips during this pandemic more than ever. In fact, Australians are now travelling in the cars, back in how we used to travel when we were kids. Mum and Dad would say, right, let's go. We're going to Bell's Beach. And off you'd go in the car. It was a nightmare. But we all played games in the car. So, Sammy, Damien, what is the best game you've played whilst road tripping?
Oh, the most enjoyable one we played recently is I play a selection of the songs that I've recorded and the kids have to guess what the song is.
Oh, what a fantastic game.
That is a lie. It's a blatant lie. Our games are very simple. You say, okay, we're going to do fruit and vegetables and you go through the alphabet, A, B, C, and you got to...
that's cool.
You take it in turns, you got to remember the previous ones. I know it's simple, but that's it.
That's a good game, but also helps them with their memory.
Yeah.
We used to play I Spy a lot, but as an adult now, the only game when I'm road tripping, which is usually when I've hired a car and I'm driving in Europe, is watch the bloody Speedo. Because you know when you're on those freeways in Europe and you're just plodding along and you're keeping up with the other cars and then you look down and you go, oh my God, I'm at 148 k's an hour. And then I'm like, I'm just going to push it to 150 just to see what it feels like. And then...
That's a good game.
Yeah, it's a really play that game. It's a good game. You can't play it here. Can't play it in Australia.
Well, we could if we go to Eastern Creek.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Let's do that. Let's play a game of who can go the fastest, Damien or Sammy.
You know who'll win.
No, she's done this before. Sammy.
She's done like a full... Yeah,
not me. I'll take my time.
It's worth a try.
I've got a CAMS licence. I wonder if it's expired or if I've still got it.
Anyway, that's my game. There you go. That is the topic train for today. Damien and Sammy's topic
train. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Sammy, you'd have to agree with me when I say this. As human beings, we have a duty to be there for each other. Yeah?
Of course.
We have to.
What do you need?
No, I don't need anything. But we got to be able to notice when people are in need. People need to have a chat because you just never know what everyone's going through. Okay? But occasionally, we know that sort of person as well who just wants to, you know, lean on anyone to have a whinge, okay? And it's the stranger. You know the stranger that you see them, you know, you could be in a post office or something like that, and you see this person and you can hear them kind of mumbling to different people and you go, oh no, it's one of those people who's going to come up and whinge about the weather or something like that. And you just don't feel like you're in the mood for that, all right?
But that contradicts this person. Contradicts what you just said about being there for people.
No, but the whinge is a different thing. The whinge is a different thing, and sometimes I know it contradicts it. It does.
But so you want to be there for some people, but not all.
Not all people.
For select people. For the select few.
Oh, we all know what you mean.
Let's call them the lucky ones.
So what happened?
All right, I'm at the airport and I see this guy coming along. Okay, and I was going through security. I see this guy coming along and I could know by him. He's wearing board shorts. Yeah, he's an older fella. He's, you know, kind of a heavyset fella. He's making his way down. He's kind of pushing through people and I can hear him grumbling and all the rest. And I can see he's heading in my direction. I'm like, oh, jeez, this guy's... He's going to be one of these talkers. He's going to be someone, because there was one of the security guys says, no, you can't go that way, and pushed him down another route, and I could hear him going, moaning and groaning. And then there was another thing where, as he was making, you can't do it, he was grumbling. I was
like, he got out on the wrong side of the bed.
Well, I was like, don't come near me. So he is heading towards my queue for security. And I very carefully and very casually went in front of a young girl.
You pushed a young child out of the way.
No, she would have been about 19 or 20, so she was all right.
This being there for other people is working out for you beautifully.
Yeah, and only if you're one of the lucky ones.
I managed to get this young girl to go behind me, and along comes old mate, and he goes, having the worst day of my life. I'm listening. The poor girl's going, oh, really? What's happening? She said, it's just a story of my life. You know, I guarantee this is going to be the slowest line in the whole place because that's my life. I'm like, geez, I dodged that bullet. I dodged it all the way. It's like, so long, sucker. And then...
I know what's happening here.
I went through security. I did the whole lot. And I even heard from behind, because when you go through security at the airport, sometimes they do an extra scan. You know, they get your bag and they... Of course, old mate got his bag scanned as well.
Oh, you got to shut up when you're in the line.
No, I know the trick for avoiding that, but that's for another day.
I can hear him going, this happens to me every time. I go, like, geez, didn't I do well? I avoided this guy. Get on the plane. Yes. I'm sitting on my... This is when karma comes... This is when karma comes back to bite you. And I gotta say, you know, there I was. I was home free. I was in the window seat.
Your business class, 1B?
1A? No, I was... No. I'm doing a tour. It's all about budgets and tours. I'm sitting near the back and along I see him. He sits down beside me.
Oh no.
He's got big elbows and for the entire flight he talked his brains off for the entire flight and I had to look at his hairy legs because I think there's got to be rules about wearing shorts on a plane as well. I mean, it's just girls all right, but guys, big hairy legs.
It's okay for the girls to have big hairy legs. No drums at all. Now we know where Damien's sitting in life.
Well, I really feel like I've made myself look terrible in this.
The real you has come out.
I'm not there for anyone. I don't like big hairy legs.
Children out of the way and don't sit next to me.
And you're happy for
legs.
A girl not to shave.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Sammy, do you like to get a massage?
Love it. Love it.
So do
actually,
I.
Last week I got one, and I normally just get my back and my shoulders because I've got this whiplash thing. But last week I needed to do my legs. It might be related to my broken coccyx, but I just had an hour on my legs, and it was heaven.
Jeez.
That's you having an hour on your coccyx, though.
Well, yeah, I suppose it's kind of rude the way you say it. It's just people can't see your expression. We can see your expression, and we know it was innuendo and everything you just said there.
You don't need to see his expression to know there was innuendo. I'm just curious as to how you get to your coccyx to massage.
He's giggling like a schoolboy at the moment.
So what happened with your massage?
Look, I was in Brisbane over the weekend. I had two shows over the weekend. Absolutely awesome. I like to get a massage when I'm on the road. I like to find one.
Well, you're away from the wife and kids. How does Eileen feel about this? It's like you're on the road with your mates, getting massages, staying in hotels, and I'm here cleaning up vomit.
Well, no, the kids they're not vomiting anymore. They're at a good age now. So. No, you know, it's one of those sort of things. I don't like to do it when I get back because that's wasting valuable family time. So if I'm stuck in a town where I've got nothing else to do, and obviously the strain of performing, you need a massage because it takes a lot.
Nice, I see it.
The hotel, I was in the Fortitude Valley. There was a hotel where we were staying, and right across the road, there was a massage place. And I turned around to Darren, who I'm touring with at the moment, and said, I'm going to go get a massage. And he said, you got to be careful of that place. It looks a bit suspicious. I went, it had a big sign on the front, massage, get your massage. It had an open sign. Now, the windows were completely...
Wait, did it have a flashing open sign?
That's what I was going to say.
It didn't have a flashing open sign. It didn't have a number like 901 or anything like that
No,
either.
But I think if it's flashing massage, that's an indication that you... It's possibly a little more than a massage. Mm. It's not a sports massage.
Well,
it's a pleasurable massage.
They had pictures of people having stones put on their back. You're all dirty-minded, guys.
No, I think if you can go for a hot stone massage, that's perfectly acceptable, Strady.
A stone massage.
Did you ask for the hot stones?
No, I went in. I went in. Now, the windows were completely blacked out. So... You couldn't actually see inside it, which I suppose was an indication that whatever goes on inside that massage parlor shouldn't be seen by the outside world.
But I don't want people watching me getting my massage. I don't care what they're massaging. I'd like blacked out windows in my massage parlor.
I went in anyway, and I went up to the lady who was there, and I said, I've got a sore back, can I get a massage? And she says, oh, this is a tantric massage. I went, do you do backs? I didn't know.
Oh, she said it's a tantric massage place.
And I was like, I actually didn't know what a tantric massage is. I've heard of, obviously, tantric.
Sex.
Yeah.
I don't think tantric massages are, I think that's just a very sexual massage, but I don't think there's anything special about it.
I don't know. I felt it a little bit because I said, so what's involved?
You felt it a little bit.
She says, what's involved? She says, well, look, what you do is there's nothing that you don't want to happen to happen. Okay. It's
say what?
It is a massage that just releases the passion in your mind.
It releases the passion in your mind. That's how
she's doing it wrong.
You're all dirty-minded people. I'm just trying to tell you what happened. Look, you're releasing the passion from your mind.
How much did the massage cost you?
I didn't get it. I chickened out of it. Because she was saying you'd have to get nude and all.
It's
this.
Really odd because you smell of sensual oil.
Oh yeah, stuff
really
off,
quite
stuff
lovely.
Off.
Thanks to Wollongong Master, you love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I had my mind blown on Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
By a friend who's up from Melbourne visiting. Oh. We caught up for a drink.
What's his name?
He names don't need to be involved.
How old? What does he earn?
We'll call him
Johnny.
Friend of a friend. Really friend of a friend. Anyway, he's up from Melbourne and he was suffering. He had a massive bender on Friday night. Oh.
He was struggling.
Poor guy.
And I said, what happened? I thought you were coming up for a work thing. And he said, yeah, we had the work thing, him and his work buddy, and then they felt like a nightcap because it was Friday night.
As you do.
So they're up from Melbourne, they're in Sydney, and they went, oh, you know what, let's go and check out that place, the Ivy. Have you heard of the Ivy in Sydney, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a bunch of bars and restaurants and a lot of glamorous, trendy people hang around there. They'd never been before. So they find their way there, down this alleyway, get to the lifts that take you to the bars and the restaurants. They get in the lift. They didn't know where they were going. This glamorous couple was in the lift with them, and they just pressed number 6.
Oh, that was me and Eileen. Yeah, we were just having a night out. We thought we'd sneak away. Anyway, go on, sorry.
So the boys are like, well, what's on 6? So the doors open on 6.
Oh.
There's no bar. There's no restaurant.
Ooh.
There's no club. There's just a very large bouncer and a big black door.
Oh.
And the boys went, what's going on
Let's
here?
Let's get into the big black door.
The glamorous couple in front of them go up to the bouncer, have a word, door opens, in they walk. My mate and his buddy just walked in behind them.
Oh,
like, no questions asked.
I love this. I love this on so many levels.
Do you know where it was? They were in the Ivy penthouse. Somehow they found their way. The Ivy penthouse is this super glamorous. It's literally like an apartment that's been turned into this bar. Have you ever been in there?
Is that the one with the pool in it? Has it got a pool?
It's got a little spa out on the deck, but it's it looks like something out of
I thought
Austin
it was
Powers.
A pool when I was in there.
That's how wasted you were.
I think I've been in there once. It was some like fancy magazine party or something. Anyway, they're like, how do we get in here? It's normally for private parties and events, but when they don't have a function, it's like VIP exclusive. And they're just like, this is the best ever. There are all these glamorous people. He said, a lot of creepy old men and glamorous young women. So they just sat there and watched the show unfold. And he stayed till 5 a.m. on Saturday morning because he said, look, I don't know how we ended up here. I'm probably never coming back again. So I'm just going to make the most of it.
Yeah.
And then he said, he had such a big night, he ends up at Macca's, 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. He had to do the Macca's.
Again,
not Uber Eats Macca's. In person at the counter.
Oh my God. Actually talk to a real person. This is unbelievable.
At 5 a.m. after you've been drinking at the Ivy penthouse all night. And he said, I said, oh wow, I heard this thing last week about how you get fresh chips. You always have to order fries without salt.
Yeah.
Then they make you a fresh batch. 5 a.m. You know those chips aren't going to be fresh.
Nah,
right?
They're from one.
He said, oh, no, you don't have to do that anymore. All you have to do is just say, I want fresh chips. But he said, you know what? My Macca's trick is I always order a steamed bun. So I have a McChicken with a steamed bun.
Ah.
I said, wait, what? Okay, what? He said, apparently, you know, sometimes you get a burger from Macca's or anywhere and the bread's not that fresh. It's a little bit hard.
Sure.
No one wants a hard bun. No one wants. Well, I don't mind hard buns on my blokes, just not on my burgers.
Not on your burgers.
So he gets a McChicken, steamed bun. My other mate who's there with us having drinks goes, oh, yeah, steamed buns are the way to go. You know, like on the fillet of fish, the steamed bun? You always get a nice, soft, steamed bun. And he said, I get, you ready for this? Mind blown. My Macca's order is double cheeseburger, steamed bun, extra pickles, Big Mac sauce.
Wow.
Jeez, so I didn't know you could do that at McDonald's where you could actually order what you want.
Mind blown. If you want Big Mac sauce on your double cheeseburger.
It's unbelievable.
You can have it.
This is a breakthrough.
This is almost sounding like they're a real restaurant.
I don't know, but I said, you guys are nuts. So one of you gets McChicken with a steamed bun. One of you gets a double cheeseburger, steamed bun, extra pickles, Big Mac sauce. I thought I was the weirdo ordering a Big Mac without meat all these years.
No, not at all.
Outrageous.
Just poor old Sammy with a hard bun.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.